This is John Batchelor from a longer conversation with my colleague Elizabeth Peake of The Hill and Fox News. I learned that the White House, the Biden administration, is hesitating about permits for a liquefied natural gas port in the Gulf of Mexico, Louisiana, despite the promises made to our European allies that we would supply the shortfall that comes from the Russian cutoff, natural gas. We have abundant natural gas. We continue to pump it. This collides, however, with the electioneering of the green agenda of the White House and the younger voters in the Democratic Party and the independent younger voters. Here, Elizabeth Peake explains this collision, this, what you'd have to say right now is a dilemma in the Biden reelect campaign.
The Biden administration is really caught in a political vice here, because if you remember, Joe Biden made a lot of promises as a candidate that there'd be no more drilling on federal lands, that they basically would be, we would move towards carbon zero emissions, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, whereas he ran into sort of reality pretty early on as gasoline prices went up and his approval ratings went down, he's still trying to have play both sides of it. I mean, young voters care about the climate. Young voters right now, he's lost them. He's lost the young voter mostly because of Palestine. And if he doubles it back and fails on his green energy agenda, he's going to lose them twice over. I think he's very wary about that. But on the other hand, he promised NATO partners that we would be supplying the LNG to help them wean themselves off of Russia,
right, and they're building,
natural gas.
They're building facilities for it, expecting
That's right.
us to ship to them.
Yeah, so we have a lot of huge amount. We have like 100-year supply of natural gas in this country, which is a relatively clean fossil fuel. We are exporting a lot of LNG, but now there's a new terminal under consideration in Louisiana, and the White House is dithering about whether they'll approve it. I mean, it would be unbelievable if they don't, because this is part of what we have committed to in terms of producing global energy. In any event, Joe, you know, there's sort of real politic and then there's reality. And unfortunately, he's sort of caught between the two.
Elizabeth Peake, more of this later.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.